college. You know, I've talked to some people who get paranoid about their salvation. Like, even though they've believed on Christ and received Christ's Savior, they get paranoid that they're not saved, or they doubt their salvation for no logical reason. And I've had people tell me, you know, I'm just afraid that I'm a reprobate. You know, yeah, I prayed to the Lord and asked him to save me, and I believed on Christ, but I'm just afraid he wouldn't take me because I'm a reprobate. But here's what I always ask that person. So do you not want to retain God in your knowledge? Do you hate the Lord and not want to even remember that he exists? No, of course. But then you're not a reprobate. Here's a little self-check on whether you're a reprobate. Do you hate God and wish that he didn't exist? If you love the Lord, if you want to do what's right, if you want to be saved, if you want to go to heaven, and you actually love the God of the Bible, how could you be a reprobate? That makes no sense, does it? And by the way, the Bible says the reprobate could not believe. In John chapter 12, verse 40, it talks about, or verses 38 through 41, you know, their minds are darkened, they could not believe, their hearts are hardened. And so, you know, a lot of people get mixed up on this doctrine. The reprobate is someone who has rejected God, hates God, and God has given that person over, and then that person will go into very horrific sins and even things that defy logic, strange things, things that are unmentionable, things that I wouldn't even bring up, that they would go into just every bizarre thing in the world, including being a sodomite, which is bizarre and weird. I don't care what the world tells you. It's anyone who's a sodomite is a freak. They're a weirdo. They're not normal, and they are to be put to death according to Scripture. That was God's punishment for them.